Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is now time for the Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he's late on his payments. Dear Stephen Shirley, I think my husband is cheating on me. I found out after a woman called me and said my husband was late on her car payments. She said they've been having sex for almost a year and bought her a car. He bought her a car for her birthday last August. She said that she started dating another man in October, and my husband got mad and said he would take the car away from her. She said she kept dating her boyfriend, but she was still sleeping with my husband. She said my husband harassed her, and he put a boot on her car. After that, he stopped paying her car note. I did a lot of snooping and found out that my husband did electronic transfers for 3 months to a bank in South Carolina. The woman sent me a picture of the car with the South Carolina tag. I told my husband that his side chick called me and told me everything. He said she's one of his older college students that he advised years ago. He said he did help her get a car because she's a single mom and she needed to get to and from work. He said he got the car from an old friend in South Carolina that owed him a favor. He told the woman he would pay the first three payments and then she was on her own. I went to bed that night with a pounding headache because there's too many lies to get through. This woman was definitely one of his former students, so my husband told the truth about that. The rest is crazy confusing. I called the woman back to see if my husband had reached back out to her. She said he came and took the car. He told me that the bank took it. Would he buy her a car without sex being involved? I don't think so. I really don't. Because if sex wasn't involved, what was all the secrecy about? Why didn't he just tell you? I mean, he obviously didn't want you to know he was sleeping with her or that he bought her a car. And I do agree with you. There are a lot of lies in this letter. But you definitely need to focus on what the woman told you. She said she'd been sleeping with your husband for almost a year. Your husband admitted to buying her a car, didn't he? Well, is he such just a nice person that he just goes out and just buys single women cars out of the goodness of his heart with no strings attached and not tell you, his wife? The math isn't mathing right here. I don't think so. I think he was sleeping with her. I think he bought her the car, just like she said, for her birthday and agreed to pay the notes. But when he found out that she had another man, he got mad and stopped paying the note. And the car got repossessed. I mean, married men can be very possessive and territorial. They can have a wife, but they don't want you to have anyone in your life. He never thought she would call you. He never thought she would tell you anything. She has no car now, so she's mad. And she called you to get back at your husband. So what do you do with this information? You, first of all, you need to stop calling her. You need to deal with your husband, who you think is cheating. And please don't expect him to admit that he was sleeping with her. That's not going to happen. Steve?
This boy in this letter is outstanding.
Yeah.
Hats off. You know, if you want to do a lesson on how to do it, if you need a lesson in how it's done, this dude in this letter right here, I can't tell you.
He made you proud.
Boy,
are you tearing up here?
I'm emotional. First of all, this letter has everything in it I need to side with this man because of his effort. So I'm going to just show you how it goes. Now, I ain't picking a side. You pick what you want to do. But I'm going to show you the expertise in which this man handled this letter. This lady says, "Dear Steve and Shirley, I think my husband is cheating on me." You know what? After all this happened and she started writing this letter, she still don't know. Which means this man has done an outstanding job of covering all the bases. She opened the letter with, "I think my husband is cheating on me." That means there is doubt. And that's all we need. I found out after a woman called me and said my husband was late on her car payments. She said they've been having sex for almost a year and he bought a car for her birthday last August. She said she started dating another man in October. My husband got mad and said he'd take the car away from her. She kept dating the boyfriend, but she was still sleeping with my husband. She said my husband harassed her and he put a boot on her car. Let's stop right there. Where he get the boot from? Boots is city property. Where he get a boot from? So therefore, we have our first crack in the concrete. Where would I get a boot from? How I'm gonna put a boot on your car? See this man right here? Oh, this is outstanding. And so anyway, I found out that my husband did electronic transfers for 3 months to a bank in South Carolina. The woman sent me a picture of the car with a South Carolina tag. I told my husband, his side chick called me and told me everything. He said she is one of his older college students that he advised years ago. And he said he did help her get a car because she's a single mom and she needed to get to and from work. He said he got the car from an old friend in South Carolina, owed him a favor. He told the woman he'd pay the first 3 months and she was on her own. This is outstanding. Girl, this is excellent. When we come back, right here is where this letter, just right here, is where this boy right here just made me just stand up and go, "My God." Lord,
all right. Hang on, Steve. Coming up at 23 minutes after the hour, we'll have part two of Steve's response coming up. And today's Strawberry Letter subject is, he's late on his payments. We'll get back into it right after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject, he's late on his payments.
I can't wait. The woman that wrote in and said that that she got a call from, first of all, she said, I think my husband is cheating, which lets us know that there's some doubt in this letter. And I'm going to tell you why the doubt is, because the man has set the hook in this thing right here so good. I'm so proud of him. He's just outstanding in every move. He couldn't have made no better moves right here. I couldn't have done it better myself. I'm just, it's amazing how he, on the way he was thinking on his feet. She said she got a call from a lady, said her husband was late on her car payments. Said they've been having sex for almost a year, and he bought a car for a birthday last August. And he started dating another man in October. My husband got mad, said to take the car away from him. She kept dating the boyfriend, was still sleeping with the husband. Said your husband harassed her, and he put a boot on his car. Now, this is the first crack in the concrete, because where he get a boot from? Boots is city property. I don't even know where. You can't go to where no boat, buy no damn boot.
Amazon.
You get no boot on Amazon.
Amazon.
You get everything. But how did he get to South Carolina to put a boot on the car? And why would he put a boot on the car for what, though? What do that do? Now, I did a lot of snooping and found out my husband did electronic transfers for 3 months to a bank in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. The woman sent me a picture of the car with South Carolina tag. I told my husband that his side chick called me. This is where the letter get good. His side chick called me and told me everything. He said she one of his older college students that advised years ago. He said he did help her get a car because she a single mom and she need to get to and from work. He said he got the car from an old friend in South Carolina, owed him a favor. He told the woman he would pay the first 3 months and then she was on her own. Boy, come through. Boy, this boy come through. You talking about thinking on his feet. Now, Amazon, you can get a boot on Amazon, Carla just showed
me. Something like it.
But see, all he got to do is put this doubt in here. Where I'm going to get a boot from? Mm-hmm. How I'm going to put a boot on the car? He said he helped her get a car. So see, this is what the brilliance of this. Yes, I did help her get a car. So just in case you're snooping and you found these three transfers, I'm telling you I helped her get a car. Because she's a single mom and she needs to get back and forth. I was her college advisor. I have cared for this young person for all this time, and I could not stop caring. And I told her I'd pay for the first 3 months, and then she was on her own. Well, guess what? She said that he stopped paying. Well, guess what? I don't know if you told him that information or you just said she told him everything. He said, I stopped paying after 3 months, said she was on her own. I went to bed that night with a pounding headache because too many lies to get through. Oh, you went to bed with the pounding headache because of the confusion that was created. Mm-hmm. Confusion creates doubt. Doubt is the opening line in this letter. I think my husband is cheating. This woman was definitely one of his former students. Uh-oh. Another crack in the sidewalk. So you mean to tell me he done told you that he told her 3 months? So now you got three bank transfers. He got 3 months' story behind it, three payments. Then you find out that it was one of his former students. This man is telling enough truths. He got truths going in here to make the lies believable.
Yeah.
The expertise of this is just amazing to me.
That's why you're so proud of him.
The rest is crazy confusing. Mm. I called the woman back to see if my husband had reached back out to her. She said he came and took the car. He told me the bank took it. Come on, boy. Come on, boy. Why would he buy a car without sex being involved? Because why would you be a college advisor? Ain't no sex involved in being a college advisor. I'm here to help the youth of our tomorrow.
You said that with so much conviction.
Get out of here.
Yeah. She ain't got no daddy. She ain't got no man. She a single mother. I was just helping her get through a difficult time. Now, it has backfired on me. Out of the goodness of my heart.
Aw, he's such a caring person.
Yes, he is. Yes, he
is. So sweet.
And therefore, I must side with him because he has cast doubt on the letter writer. The letter writer first line in the letter is, Stephen Shirley, I think my husband is cheating on me. Well, I can see how you think that. But didn't you say later on in the letter that you went to bed with a pounding headache?
She said it.
Because it was too many lies to get through. Mm-hmm. But if it was enough truth, then that'll hold you.
All he right, did buy the car.
He did pay it for 3 months. She is supposed to be on her own. She is a former college student of his.
Lord, leave your comments on today's please. Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM. And check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.